buddy till I found out in Spanish it means stinks.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and my world, Live, Laugh, or Whatever with Stu Scheer. Anyway, we broadcast live all over the world, so come on over to the Trim Radio Network where you can buy clothes and merchandise, which helps us stay on the air. And if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us, and we'll show you how easy it is to do. The opinions expressed by my host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And that includes all and any medical health professional information as well. We expressly deny any and all liabilities resulting from. This great song right here, that's Leave It to Beaver, takes you way back. Well, guess what? That is covered under our BMI music license, 6105-1658. And we do have a call-in number, 803-866-1667. And without further ado, I am giving it right to Stu because I always hold him up. And I don't want to do that. And I promise you, you're not going to hear any barking or anything else because I'm unplugging my mic tonight. So we'll go from there.
Remember to plug it in at the end of the show, okay?
Well, if we don't, you'll know.
Oh, I probably will know. All right. Well, hey, guys, welcome to Money and Change. No, it's not Money and Change. Oh, no.
It's my world, Stu. Live,
I know.
Laugh, or whatever.
I just started off with Money and Change. That's on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., and tonight happens to be my world, Live, Laugh, or Whatever.
No, I'm glad you gaffed and not me.
Hey, you got to have a little fun. Tonight's a fun night, okay? Why be super serious all the time?
Well, it does have laugh in it. That's what
I try to look at things on the light side, even though some politicians are messing with me. But anyhow, that's okay. But anyhow, guys, welcome to my world, Live, Laugh, or Whatever. And we're on every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Well, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on. Some things I covered in Money and Change, and I thought I'd put it in this show a little bit, but not that much. But welcome to the show, and we are on Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth, and we are trimradio.com, so you want to check us out. And if you want to support the station, you want to go ahead and go to the support the station, go to the shop, and click on that and go look at the merchandise. Michael always likes to call it merch. Look at the merch. We've got t-shirts. We've got hats. We've got mugs. We've got insulated stainless steel water bottles. We've got hoodies. We've got my mug. That's an ugly mug. No, it's my mug for Money and Change. We've got stuff for offsides and everything else. And I want to tell you something. Support the show, buy the merchandise, help keep us on the air. That's my only plug of the day for merchandise. You know, just help us out. It helps keep us going, and I don't get paid anything for this show because I donate my time, I donate my research, and some of my stories. So with that, we'll go from the Trim Radio Network, and that was their shout out, and we'll go to some others. But before we do, we have to do the My World disclaimer, and nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and just chill out. Oh, and tell your friends to join us on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Hey, it's 8:06 right now. Holy cow, we got to get moving. Well, big shout out, of course, always to Trim Radio Network. Michael Bejas and I have worked together for quite a while, and we've also got Rascala stuff and Fishing in Florida show and Rascala's Red Pill reality show. I always ask for the green pill, and he never comes up with the green pill. And we have a lot of other shows, but check us out on trimradio.com. We are worldwide. We're all over the place, except Iceland. I never get anything from Iceland. You know, it's starting to get warmer in Iceland. I think maybe some of the snow is beginning to melt. Maybe that's like Minnesota here in the States or Alaska, you know. But if you're in Iceland, you know, send us an email. We'd appreciate it. Well, hey, on YouTube, we have a lot of different things. The University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. It's located in Findlay, Ohio. They have about 4,500 students. They have three campuses located in Findlay, one for hazardous materials studies. And they have the main campus, and they also have the equestrian and pre-veterinary campus. And I want to tell you something. They are good. They're rated in the top 100 colleges and universities in the United States. They have students from all over the world there. Matter of fact, one of my best friends, when I went to school there many years ago, I think computers had just been invented, and they were about the size of a small closet. Well, anyhow, I had friends from Kenya. I had friends from Spain. I had friends from South America. And it was an interesting campus. We all had a lot of fun, but we learned a lot of things. Trust me, you don't go there to play. Maybe at Ohio University you go to play, but at Findlay you go to study, and they do have a good time while they're there. But it's a very good academic school. So check them out at www.findlay.edu. Great professors, great campuses, great students. Check them out. Oh, I forgot to say, and reasonable prices too. Hey, another one I got to plug is Xavier University in Cincinnati, Ohio. I got my master's from there. And I want to tell you something. Xavier just had a thing that they put on Facebook. It was a video about them getting an osteopath College of Medicine. And that will be, I think, the only one for a Jesuit school in Cincinnati. Maybe in the Midwest. I don't know. Maybe in the United States. The University of Cincinnati has, of course, their big medical school. And I was familiar with that because they had facilities at all the University of Cincinnati campuses, including the medical campus. And so I was very familiar with that campus and the some of the doctors that work there. But this new osteopathic hospital is going to have some very good professors there. And they're going to start building the facilities. And it's going to be a very nice facility. I've seen the design of it and so forth, and it's going to be nice. Well, so much for those two schools. And people say, well, where do you go to school? I've been to too many. I think I've attended six different schools. And that's strange. But that's just the way it was. I had different classes, different professors, and I liked all of them. It was fun. Well, anyhow, so much for Findlay and Xavier. How about Rusty Ducks Custom Pens? Now, Phil over at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens is busy working on pen blanks. That's the center part of the pen. And then he's also working on other pens for other clients. And he's busy. But if you need a custom design pen for your business, your school, your college or university, check Phil out. He's on Facebook, and it's Rusty Ducks Custom Pen and Blanks, RUSTYDUK'S, Custom Pens and Blanks, BLANCKS. Check them out. Both Michael and I have pens from Phil, and he does a fantastic job. I mean, fantastic. They're perfect when they come out of the shop. There's no flaws, no problems. Also, check out Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's trying to get ready for June, because in June, supposedly, everything is going to go haywire, according to a lot of different people on YouTube. And Dave is a common sense guy. And he talks about prepping. He also talks about financial prepping and some of the financial news that come from boots on the ground. People all over the United States reporting in different things. And I've done that with Dave. And I've known him for, probably 15 years. Really nice guy. And he knows his preps. I'll put it that way. He's very good. So check them out, Southern Prepper One. Also, Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. Fantastic people. I mean, they have a small farm, and they just purchased some extra land. And I don't know how many acres it is, because the small farm is only 10 acres. But they do a lot of experimental farming, and they have high tunnels, and they have different types of ways of growing crops. And Danny's been around the block, and he knows a lot of different things, and you could get into a discussion on politics with him. You could talk to him about farming, crop rotation, things like that. He's a multitude of information, and some of it he doesn't go into a lot. He kind of skims the surface with things with government stuff. So I don't know what level he had been exposed to years back. And he's also been in construction all of his life. And Wanda, she is a sweetie, and she is really nice. I've corresponded with him. And one of these days I like to go down there, but I'll tell you what, if I could have Dave Kobler and Danny Wanda King and Brad and Krista from the Big Family Homestead as my neighbors, I'd love it. I'd love it. They're great people. Brad and Krista, hey, it's the mud season is almost over in middle of Wisconsin, or maybe they are dried out or close to it. And I knew them when they were in Ohio, and great people, great people. Check them out, Big Family Homestead on YouTube. Also, Goshen Prepping with Eric. I don't know Eric's last name. I know that he said he used to be a doctor. And he also did some stuff in the military. Well, he talks about prepping and basically financial survival. He'll talk about that a little bit. Excellent guy. Excellent guy. On BitChute, that's BitChute, there's Cliff, CLIF. Next word is high, H-I-G-H. Check him out. Cliff is a genius. I mean, this guy is so smart. He's an actuary for an insurance company, and maybe freelance. He also does computer programming and a bunch of other stuff. The guy is a compendium. That's a big word, a compendium of information. So you need to check out Cliff High on BitChute. Also, there's Farmer Jones and his deep voice. He kind of follows Cliff Jones or the Cliff High, Cliff Jones. Yeah, right. Anyhow, check him out. Farmer Jones, he likes to build guitars, but he also talks about a lot of stuff that's in the news. And he does that on BitChute. Also, there's the amazing Polly out of Ontario, Canada. And I think she's out of Toronto, but I'm not quite sure. She is fantastic. She does a lot of in-depth research. Wow, that's a lot of stuff that we've covered. Also, check us out on Facebook. If you take a look at facebook.com/groups, and you can search for Trim Radio Network or Trim Radio, My World, Life, Laugh, and whatever, we're there. And I post a lot of different things to that page. And if you had checked it a few days back, I had items that everybody should have on hand always. And a friend of mine sent me this, and she wanted to talk to me tonight. And I told her, I told Val, I said, I would talk to you after the show because I've got the show to do. And maybe she has some other information as to what's going on. But she's a great person. I've known her for quite a while. But the things you need to have on hand, like Epsom salts, vinegar, apple cider vinegar, distilled vinegar, Dawn dish soap, borax laundry soap, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Just go to the page. It's there. Items that everyone should have on hand. Always check it out. And if you don't have that stuff, well, when you're prepping, go ahead and get that stuff. I know I've been doing that and trying to build up my preps. I don't have everything that's on that list, and I probably won't have everything on that list, but I'll be better prepared than a lot of people. How about End Times with Michael Snyder's? It's just beneath that list, and it's Doom Loop Will Cause Total Societal Meltdown. Well, it looks like it is in the big cities. I mean, have you checked some of the things on Twitter, and they're showing people fighting people? And I'm seeing all this, and I'm thinking, come on, we never had this. It never really existed. And now it's commonplace in big cities. And the cops sometimes just stand back and watch. They're afraid to get in the middle of it and stop it. It seems like law is breaking down a little bit. And I think the more liberal people get, we start having problems. And I'm not saying that liberals are always wrong. They're not. They have a different way of looking at things. Conservatives have their way of looking at things. But I think we all have to consider doing things by the rule of law. I mean, if it says in the Constitution the following things, and then we have the amendments of the Constitution, that's law. We have to abide by that. We have our Bill of Rights, which we have to abide by. We also have our other laws, our other regulations. And I was always exposed to that. Matter of fact, years ago, I had to review administrative law for the state of Ohio for my division. That was every 5 years, and we had to compare it with the federal regs. And we had to make our changes to meet their regulations, and then we had to add ours in with it. And so I think I had about 22 or 28 different administrative rules we had to cover. And it mirrored some of the federal, and then we had our own. And we did that every 5 years. Well, it seems like some people just aren't abiding by the rules. And I think everybody needs to sit back and chill out a little bit and take a look at things. It's crazy. Speaking of crazy, oh my God, in my town, I was trying to drive across town. I live on the west side. And I'm trying to drive on the east side, and the town is basically, oh, I don't know, 4 miles, 5 miles across. It has about 23,000 people. And I'm thinking people were wearing the mask too long because they starved their brains of oxygen, if you know what I mean. Some people were not playing with a full card deck, or they're a couple of fries short of a happy meal. oxygen deprived. I'm driving down this one street and going by the speed limit. And all of a sudden this car pulls out in front of me and gets within about, I'd say 10 feet of the car and stops. They weren't paying attention that I had the right of way on this street. And I just gave them a dirty look and just went on. But you have to be a defensive driver. And I was taking a friend to the hospital in a nearby town. You would think a town of 23,000 people would have its own hospital, but no, you have to go 11 miles north or 7 miles south and so forth. It's insane. We used to have our own hospital, but then they decided to collapse things, shrink things down, and build a big one for two cities. And the quality went way down. And that's not only my opinion, but other people. And so they have to look for other hospitals. And basically, our rescue squad here in town, which is excellent, by the way, excellent people, they said, well, if you need to go to a hospital, go south. And I said, oh, to this one? And they said, no, south. I said, how far south? And they said, Dayton. And I said, well, is it this hospital or this hospital? And they said, well, pick the best one that you can go to. Well, okay, that's fine and dandy. But we don't have any here. If we had one here that was decent, we could handle the problems that we have here. Our emergency squad does about 20 runs a week. And it's about 60% of the fire department's business. They're always on the go. And today I had to go give blood. And I had two doctors. One is a kidney doctor and the other one's the general practitioner. And both of them gave me these things. We want to take some blood. You got to go see a vampire, if you know what I mean. And so the one said, well, you can come into the office and we'll do yours. And the other one said, no, you go over to this spot. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get stuck twice. Sometimes they give you bruises, you know what I mean? And sometimes they have to fish around. And I don't like being stuck a bunch of times. So anyhow, I went and picked up the paperwork, and then I went to my other place known as CompUnet, and they're very, very good people there. And we kid around. I go in there quite a bit. And they know me, and we kid around a little bit. And I always ask them how many pints of milk of blood they're going to take out. And it was only four vials, and it was to be split between the two doctors, and no big deal. It was one poke, and I'm done. Not a bunch of pokes. So that was today. But we had these people that like to pull out in front of you, people that like to get right up on you. I was going out for dinner tonight, and I'm going down this one road to the next town to the south, and I'm going the speed limit, and this guy on a motorcycle gets right up on my tail. And at the right crazy moment, he pulls out, zooms around me at about 65 miles an hour, should have been doing 55. Passes me, another car backs out onto that road, and I thought the guy on the motorcycle was going to be a goner. Well, as it turned out, the guy on the motorcycle gave the car the Florida howdy, if you know what I mean, the one finger salute. Mm-hmm. He did, as he passed around him, and a truck was coming the other way, and I thought, oh boy, we're going to have a truck, a motorcycle, and a car get clobbered, and I'm just maybe five car lengths behind them. Drivers are crazy around here. I mean, I've never seen it so bad. They go through stop signs. They do what they call a Florida stop. They just keep going. They slow down a little bit, but that's about it. Oh, that's been my world. Oh, I forgot to mention. Have you ever been to a brew pub? Now, We just have one that just opened up in town. It's been around for maybe 4 or 5 months. And they rehabbed an old building, and it's nice. And I thought, well, I would just take a couple of people and go there and try the food. And the food was good. It really was. And the people that work there were fantastic. I mean, really nice people. And everything was going okay. Being in food service for a long time and multi-unit management, I'm looking the place over and I'm seeing different things. Maybe they could improve, or maybe they just need more practice at it. And I thought, okay, I've had no beer. I can't have anything like that anymore. I actually had lemonade, believe it or not. And I had to relieve myself of the lemonade. And so I excused myself from the people that I brought. And I went to find the restroom, which I'd never been in before, in that place. And my God, it was a unisex bathroom. I go in, there's no men's room. It's all unisex. Lockable doors for the pots. There were no urinals or anything. It just blew my mind. And, you know, a few sinks and all this. And people going in and out. And I'm like, I've never had that before. And they said, well, it keeps down on lawsuits. Now, I don't know if you know anything about that type of a bathroom where everybody's mingling around and using the stalls and so forth. I don't think I'd want my kid, even if they were just sipping on pop or whatever, to go into one of those restrooms. I had my qualms about that. And I talked to an architect here in town, and he was basically saying, well, that's the way they're going now, so they don't have lawsuits. And I said, you know, if I had kids in school and they had a unisex bathroom in school, whether it was grade school, middle school, junior high, or whatever, I think I'd pull them out of school. I think I would actually take them out and either homeschool them or put them in a parochial school that doesn't believe in that. I think we've gone over the edge there. There should be separate but equal bathrooms. I don't know. How do you feel? I caught some flack for it, but I'm still right in my thinking. I talked to somebody today at lunch, and they said the same thing. They said, I wouldn't send my kid there. I wouldn't have my kid go into that type of a restroom. But they're doing it to keep from getting lawsuits. Okay, so we get some pervert in there. Little kid goes in, and there's a problem. Somebody didn't think things through. You think a lawsuit would do it. Some parents would be on that weirdo very quickly. And they would put a pretty good hurt on him. Another thing that happened in town, we're getting our first cannabis dispensary, if you know what I mean. And I know people need to have cannabis for certain ailments. And somebody asked me, well, what are they going to name it? And I said, I don't know, but I think I would call it Buzz R Us. And they got a kick out of it a little bit. And I just said, I don't know. People have to drive all the way to Dayton to get this stuff. And now it's starting to be in every town. Does it need to be in every town? I don't know. I don't partake of it. And I'm not a prude. If somebody needs it for medicine, that's fine. But if people get habitual on it and there are a lot of users, I don't know. But anyhow, that's local here, and it's kind of interesting. By the way, the sign that they put on the building was hung upside down. So everybody in town was thinking, oh, guess what? Somebody was buzzed when they put the sign up. Just interesting little things happen in towns. Well, that's so much of my world, what's going on. How about Hey, how about your bank? Have you ever had any problems with your ATM, your automatic tellers? Have you had any problems taking out a larger sum of money than normal? You know, I talked about it, I think, a couple of weeks ago that I went to get money out of my favorite ATM, and the only thing it would give me is the total in my account. Well, it's soon been remedied. I mean, I can go and use it. But we're getting to a situation with banks. And this thing that came out about the central bank digital coin, the CBDC, there was a thing on YouTube about, or no, it was on Facebook in the video section. And the Canadians were talking about it. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I found that. Let me find it here. I'll tell you what it is. I know I copied it. Let me see where it's at. Oh, here we are. CBDC, counterfeit dollars. And it was done by Randy Hillier, posted it, and it was Scuttlebutt Lodge. And join us as we discuss the evolution and the history of our money from silver and gold all the way to CBDC, Central Bank Digital Coin. And this is our transition back into being serfs as governments control the money. It's posted there right on our Facebook page. The video's there. Check it out. If it happens in Canada, it can happen here. And they're going from paper currency and coinage to digital. And they talk about gold and silver too. You want to look at that because it could happen here. Okay? And that's what's scary. We don't know how it's going to work. In one country, what they did is they just up and said, you have until 8 o'clock tonight to get rid of all your paper money, and we're going to convert to digital money. So if you had any money at home that you were saving for a rainy day, it was going to be absolutely worthless. And the government then controlled your money. Well, that kind of happened, I believe, in India, and it's been a problem. Other countries that have tried it are having some problems. I don't know. I would say it hurts the drug dealers because they deal in currency. And I don't think they'd be able to deal in digital money that way. Maybe they could. I don't know. But if it happens in Canada, is it going to happen here in the US? Is it going to happen in Mexico? Is it going to happen in other places? Because digital money is just ones and zeros on computers. That's basically what it is. Well, what am I doing personally? I'm watching as much stuff as I can on this digital dollar, digital coin, the CBDC. I'm trying to find out as much information as I can because they keep hinting that in July, as of July 1, everything's going to go into the FedNow coin. And other people are talking about a unicoin, UNICOIN. And that would be worldwide. I don't know. I'm just trying to follow things along so I find out when the stuff's going to hit the fan so I can kind of be prepared for it. So I like to watch, I like to look, I like to listen, I like to pay cash on the bills that I can use cash on. I buy my groceries, I live simply. And that's the key to it. Live simply. Don't go out and spend all your money doing some lavish things. Live simply. Start a garden, which I'm doing this next week because it's Ohio and you can't really do a garden until after Mother's Day. And we passed Mother's Day, so it's time to get the garden going. Enrich your soil and stock up on food. And everybody that I've been talking to, including Alaska Prepper has been talking about stocking up on food and food banks and the problems with food banks and money and food. They're starting to run out of food in food banks. It's not coming in as much, but there's a big demand for it. So what happens? They can't provide the food. People that need it can't get it. They don't have the money to get it at the different grocery stores because the prices are going up. Like Kroger's today, the prices are going up. And that was just reported today. The prices I know have been going up at Wally World, better known as Walmart. And that's in our world, what's going on. And it's kind of crazy. But you have to do some prepping. And if you're not, you better start, because what's going to happen is eventually, according to some of the things that I have seen, that we're going to go back to the situation where we were in the pandemic, the in quotes pandemic. And there'll be scarcities of food, or the prices will be too high. You really can't afford it. Now, one thing that I looked at today, they were saying, oh, you can eat insects, but if you're good, maybe we can give you some meat. If you do this, that, and the other, then we're going to change your behavior and you do what we want, and we reward you with maybe traveling to a different state or getting food and so forth. And the guy that brought that up was a guy called Montagraph, M-O-N-T-A-G-R-A-P-H. And he's out in Boulder, Colorado. And I just listened to him just before the show. And he did about an hour and 50 minutes. It's long, so I like to get to the meaty parts and listen. But he's very knowledgeable. Matter of fact, he's as good or better than, no, nobody's better than Cliff. I would say Cliff High is the source. And Montagraph might be the third or fourth one down, but he's good. He knows his stuff. He can be a little radical sometimes. And so I have to kind of brush that aside and look at the points that he brings out. But you look at all this stuff, and I've got to go through some of my notes here because I've got so much on the show tonight, and we only have, oh, maybe about 20 minutes left. But I look at everything and I'm seeing, okay, what's going on here? Everything's getting topsy-turvy. Have you found that out? Have you seen that things are going nuts? And it seems like nobody in Washington is really doing anything about it. There might be some politicians asking questions to other politicians, but nothing's really happening. And the politicians can really screw up and get away with it. And that's what's bad. Whatever happened to honest politicians? I don't know. I don't have to work with them anymore. So I'm kind of out of the loop and want to stay out of it. It can get nasty, trust me. There was an article that was in Zero Hedge. It came out of the Wall Street Journal report. It said, taxpayers fleeced again. Big banks push new FDIC refunding trick. And it said, not satisfied with the billions in interest they're earning on excess reserves or the unlimited facilities, the Fed opened up with the BTFP to bail out regional banks' losses on their bond portfolios. And instead of paying the billions of dollars they collected or collectively owe to replenish the Federal Deposit Insurance Fund, they want to use treasuries instead of cash. Sounds good, except for, according to the report, treasuries are trading notably below par, and the government will accept them as par, implicitly paying a premium for the bonds. It's getting wild out there. Keep an eye on your banks. Sometimes they can be overextended. In other words, they could have a situation where instead of having a lot of money in the bank that is readily available, they loan out about 90% of the money and keep 10%. It's a 1-to-9 type of ratio. And the money's not there. Then they have to get it from the FDIC or however they want to do that. And it gets scary. Have you ever been to the bank? You want to take out some money and it's not available? Oh, give us a couple of days and we'll have it for you. That's because the bank is just pushing paper. They have a limited amount of money on hand, and somebody comes in and they want to cash a check for $3,000. They may not get it. $5,000, they may not get it. You have to pay a contractor. You have to pay them in cash. I need $10,000. Forget it. Come back in 2 weeks and we'll have it for you. The banks hold your money. They make money so that they can cover their stock owners. Okay. They have to make a profit. If a bank's not making a profit, the shareholders aren't going to invest in the bank. It's a business. There was a thing today about softening sale trends. Target stores go woke as customer slowdown signals accelerate. And what's happening is people aren't buying. They know what's going on. And they're not buying the extra nice stuff that they would normally get. And so as a result, the stuff sits on the shelves. And so the stores say, okay, we have to go ahead and entice other people to come in and buy this stuff. And so they go woke. Nobody really remembered what happened to Budweiser. Their sales dropped $6 billion because they went woke. And there were other companies that were going woke and they were losing money. Well, guess what? Target stores will go woke and they will end up losing money. And they'll learn their lesson. How many woke people are there? How many regular people are there? Who knows? It could be 95% of their customers are not woke. And so they're only taking care of 5% of their customers. And their customers would get angry, ticked off, the other word with two S's. And they would go ahead and not shop at that store anymore until they straightened around. They will learn by going woke. Their bottom line, their profit goes to the dumpster. And that's what's happening. And we're looking at things like in the report here, the Home Depot cut its forecast due to sliding sales. I'll tell you, I mean, that's my favorite toy store. Between that and Lowe's and Menards, those are my favorite toy stores. I don't know about you, but I go there for different things. And if they go cashless, I don't know. I like to pay with cash. Cash is king. It always has been. And if you're using fiat currency, maybe if things really get nasty, you could use a little gold and silver. But pay down your debt, put some money aside, buy long-term food. Be able to store and preserve water. You know the gimmick. I've been talking about that for 10 years on Money and Change. And that's on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And that's a good place to go for financial information. But get ready. Things are going to get nasty. They're going to get nasty. And we're going to be talking about some of the nasty stuff that's going on. Well, you know, the Prepper's Pantry, we talked a little bit about that in the beginning. And do you have a gallon of distilled vinegar? You can use it for cleaning and disinfecting. Do you have that? How about borax laundry soap? Did you know that liquid laundry soap, if you took that and you cut it in half, you put it, separate it into two different 1 gallon jugs, put a half gallon in each and added water, you could still wash your clothes. It would be very economical. Same thing with powder. Powder might be a little bit more concentrated, so you might be able to use a quarter of that diluted in a gallon of water, and it would still do the same cleaning. And there's borax, and there are other types of things out there. Fels naphtha works good. All different kinds of things. You know, if you have a tummy issue, apple cider vinegar works good. A tablespoon of that will calm your stomach. How about cotton t-shirts, cotton clothes? Because the polyester stuff, and you say, well, yeah, it lasts a little bit longer. Yeah, you get a snag in it and you might as well replace it. You can't repair it. Now, do you have peroxide? At least 12 bottles of good peroxide for disinfecting. I was watching a lecture from somebody this week. It's an older lady. And she was saying, if you take peroxide and you rub that in on your skin, it gets sucked into the pores and everything. And the extra oxygen in peroxide actually is good for curing different ailments. And she named the big C and a few others. And I'm thinking, well, if they did that, why aren't they doing that now? And why did I just see this? Doesn't peroxide bleach things out? I don't know. I mean, you know, I just saw this thing and I thought, maybe it works. Oh, and if you see scratches on me, it's from cats. A friend of mine has 4 cats. They're lovely cats, but one of them likes to play, bite, and scratch. And I like to play with the cat. I don't play rough or anything, but she will grab me, hold me, keep me from leaving. And then after a while, she will play bite. And sometimes I don't want to be play bit, so I take my arm away and she likes to drag her teeth into my skin. It's not fun. So peroxide is good to have along with Neosporin and everything else. How about filters for your furnace? How many of those do you have? Do you have washable filters? If you don't have washable filters, do you have the regular paper type? Well, according to what we had in the prepper's pantry, you might as well buy a lot of them, because if everything goes bad in the economy and the filters get expensive, then if you don't have any filters, you're going to have all kinds of dusty crud going through the air. Oh, by the way, BP Earthwatch on YouTube covers weather events and everything. What happened in the Pacific Northwest up in Vancouver and probably into Saskatchewan and Manitoba? They had 90 fires. And that smoke has been seen by satellite drifting over towards Ohio. And basically, we were supposed to have blue skies today, but they were gray, and that was that smoke. And I was out in it today, and I didn't feel too bad. And I came home, and I went out again for dinner, and this stuff was in the air, and my eyes just itched, kind of burned. I didn't smell anything, but it was the particulates in the air. And until they get those wildfires under control, we're going to have that type of stuff floating in our air. So I've got my air cleaner on. I've got my air cleaner on, the big furnace on. And my eyes are beginning to clear up a little bit. But always have enough air filters for your cars and your house. Vacuum filters, the same thing with those. Water filters. Do you have a filtration system? You might want to get extra filters for that. Because if everything goes down the tubes and you don't have your filters, guess what? You're going to be drinking whatever you get. started filtering out the crud. So what I did, I ordered some more Berkey water filters because I don't drink city water. What I do is it comes out of the tap through a special filter, a pure filter, P-U-R. And then I put that in my Berkey system with two filters plus a fluoride filter. I take all the water out of that and use that to drink. And here we have water that tastes like somebody put chlorine in it. It's actually sodium hypochlorite or something like that. And so I really don't like to drink it. So what do? I put it in the Berkey, and that's great. It takes out practically everything. And that's good, especially when you take out the fluoride. It's supposed to clear your mind. Hopefully it works with mine. How much toilet paper do you have? If everything just goes to, you know what, in a handbasket, and toilet paper gets to be $50 a bag or whatever, do you have the money to buy it? Can you afford it? You better stock up now. Remember when they had the shortage back in the pandemic? They were only testing things. Do you have flashlights and batteries? Do you have glass storage containers? Do you have dry beans, rice, flour, sugar, yeast? And the list goes on. Hey, it's on the Facebook page for My World, Life, Laugh, and Whatever. I put some good stuff up there. There's just so much going on, and I hate to really get into a lot of stuff with finance, but if you're not saving money, if you don't have a budget, if you don't behave and watch where your money goes, things are going to get bad. I don't care if you listen to Greg Hunter and some of his people, or you listen to other people that are out there. There are a lot of them, and Greg Manarino, and you're listening to all these people talking about the way finances are going. You have to watch it. Well, our little joke for today, since we only have about 6 minutes or so,
dun-da-da-da.
Yeah, dun-da-da-da. You plugged it back in. Hey, here's things you say after you're 50. You ready for this one? Where the heck is my phone? You ever lose your cell phone? How did I get this bruise? Well, the cat bit me. I know that. That isn't my password either. You ever forget your password? You know, I go to communicate with the doctor, and I put it in, and it has to have one capital in it, capital letter, and I'm putting it in. It was an older password. I totally forgot it, and I had to reset it. Oh, man, talk about blowing your mind. How do they expect you to read this small print? You ever look at small print on stuff? I have to blow it up. I actually have to get to 16-point print. Who the heck is calling at 9:30 p.m.? Well, Val, I'm going to be calling you here in a little bit. Get more information of what's going on around here. Does anyone say please and thank you anymore? I haven't heard that in probably 2 years. Geez, how do you throw your body out of whack just sleeping wrong? I don't know, but it happens. Oh, and you're looking at the scale. You know, there's always a big difference between your scale and the doctor's scale. And you get on in the morning, and you might be 105 pounds or 100, maybe 155 pounds, and then you go to the doctor, and of course they say, get on the scale, and you're going, oh, no. Instead of 155 in the morning, by the time you get to the doctor, you're now probably 165. So where did the extra 10 pounds come from? Scary. And you're always looking at stuff and saying, this can't be right. And then the big one. I mean, it is the big one. Why did I come in this room?
That is the big one, man. That's the big one.
That
is the big one. What did I come in here for?
The bathroom and you walk into the bathroom and you're standing there and go, why did I come in this? Now I know.
There's one more, Stu.
What is it?
And it's if you have multiple kids. You, what's your name? What's your name? Who are you? I know you did. Well,
there was this gal that had all these kids that she had in her family, and the local TV station sent them out to interview her about her kids and everything. And he said, now, what's your kids' names for all 15 of them? She says, I name them all Rastus. And she said, the interviewer said, well, why do you name them Rastus? Well, if I say, time to eat, Rastus, everybody comes and they eat. And they said, okay. Now, what happens if they're bad? She says, I call them by their father's last names. Well, with that, guys, that's all I've got for this week. We'll talk to you next week and next Wednesday on My World. Live, laugh, and whatever. And that'll be at 8 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday night live. So we'll see you.
And you know, Stu, the other one is when you ask the kids, what happened here? I didn't do it. You know, somebody else did it. So now I look for those kids. Where's somebody else? And where's I didn't do it?
Yeah. Or they say, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Yep, I didn't know did it.
Listen, folks.
All right, guys.
With that one, and Stu, stay on the line because I got to talk to you afterward. But we'll catch you later here from Trim Radio Network. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week. Have faith in God. Have hope because he pulls miracles. Whew, boy, does he ever.
And we need him.
And we do need him. So do a lot of praying. Anyway, God bless. Take care. The book.